This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more.
50 years after the events of the final Harry Potter books, and Harry Potter is now headmaster of Hogwarts, ready to usher in a brand new generation of witches and wizards. My name's Radio Mike, and I love Harry Potter. In fact, I love Harry Potter so much that when I was a kid, I wrote an entire series of fan fiction books based on Hogwarts. This is book one in that series. Welcome to Harry Potter and the Boys. Horcrux makers, and welcome to Harry Potter and the Boys, a fan fiction podcast by me, Radio Mike, Josh Perring.
Hello.
Stand-up comedian and lawyer, IRL.
Yeah.
In real life, is on the podcast this week. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me. Is Horcrux makers the way you address your fans?
Well, I change it every week.
That's what you change every week.
What did you think? Because we were talking off air about I change the thing every week.
I thought you were saying that the theme song was different every week.
No,
I thought, wow, but the commitment.
Do you think I do that theme song just live? Like,
well, I've seen your pub covers.
Yes.
And so I know you're quite musical.
Oh, thanks.
In fact, I know that you had a half scholarship.
For singing.
So yeah. I figured maybe this guy creates a new mix every week.
You need a full scholarship for that. That's a full scholarship.
You didn't hit that criteria point?
No, unfortunately.
They asked that in your interview.
They were like, yeah, can you do this? I was like, no, all right, well, we can offer you 50%, whatever. And that's a tidbit about me. I had a 50% choir scholarship.
Surely everybody listening knows this by
now. I don't know. I think it did on one episode because actually one character in the book-
Also had a choir scholarship?
No, he's like in charge of the school choir. There is a Hogwarts choir.
There is a choir.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hogwarts, yeah.
Yeah, right. Interesting. Cool. But no, I'm trying to
welcome to the pod. No,
yeah. Well, thank you for having me. Yes.
That's right.
I'm happy to be here. I'm stoked to get the call up. This is huge.
Oh, absolutely.
I must say early like at the top. See, I can't even speak. I haven't done a podcast since my podcast.
Yeah.
Almost a year ago.
Fuck.
And so I might be rusty. Yeah. If I forget at times, if it looks clear that I don't know how to podcast anymore. Yeah.
Like please, right now.
Just bring me back on the track.
No, you're doing great so far.
Thanks very much.
Well, I was hoping you'd feel that silence. You didn't, so I'll feel it. Well, we always start on this pod.
Yeah.
And obviously, Josh, you're a stand-up comedian, did a bit of radio, which is where we met.
Yes.
But let's get to the important questions. We don't care about that.
You don't care about who I am.
What's your experience with Harry Potter in the past?
My experience is this: grade three,
yeah.
Little Josh Perring, 9 years old.
Yes.
The Philosopher's Stone came out.
The book, yes.
I read it and I loved it. And I saw the movie. Yep. I dressed up. I went to the cinema.
Who did you dress up
Harry
as?
Potter.
Makes sense.
We did a school excursion.
You kind of look like Harry Potter.
A little bit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And in fact, I've got a scar above my eye. And
do you?
Yeah, just
oh,
here.
Oh, you do.
I've had stitches.
Yeah, it's not quite where Harry's scar is.
No,
still a, you like, are you doing better than most?
Yeah, yeah, I figured. Yeah. My brother threw a pool wand at me. So as well, similar kind of
is a pool one
origin
one of those
story.
Noodles?
No, it's like these little heavy like that weights that you throw into the pool, they sink, and then you got to like swim down and collect them.
Yeah.
And so we're playing this game where he would throw them in, and as I'm coming up, I would try and catch them before they reach. And one of them had no lid on it, and it was just like a jagged. He was essentially throwing a knife in, and it just collected me above the eye.
Oh, God.
And that's the origin story of the boy who lived.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
like it happened in the books.
Exactly. So I loved Harry Potter early on
and
went to the Chamber of Secrets movie. I remember, I think that was probably like up there for me, the peak, the pinnacle.
That was your peak interest.
I was 10 years old, you know, loving this stuff. Yeah. And over the years, as I got older, I need to also say, I love that I'm on this podcast, your podcast.
Yeah.
You've done zero due diligence. This is the first we've spoken about my experience with Harry Potter.
I like to save it for on air.
But what if I sat down and I was like, Harry, it's a novel?
Yeah, well, I
I'm going to be honest. I assume, because you're a cool dude. Like, yeah. I saw you. There's a window in front of us.
Yeah.
And I actually was sitting over here and I saw you walking up through the window. You had sunglasses. So I'm like, fuck, Josh is cool.
Fucking sunglasses, man.
I was like, there is no way that Josh cares at all about Harry Potter. Like, I was like, yeah, I actually thought he probably got to the Chamber of Secrets movie and then, like, I'm going to guess, like, he has seen most of them, but he doesn't care about it.
Right.
Like,
okay. So, well, then look, I'll cut to the chase. I love that you did zero due diligence and I could be here going, dude, the only thing I know about Harry Potter is that J.K. Rowling is now
she's canceled.
Transphobe. Transphobe.
She's a transphobe.
She's a transphobe. And but no, you'll be happy to know that I've seen all the movies.
Oh,
I read the first three books.
Okay.
I've been to Harry Potter World in England. I own one of the maps. I've seen the Cursed Child
the
play.
The map?
Yeah, yeah.
What are the other maps in Harry Potter?
Just the one map. That's look.
I don't question one of the maps. Like all the maps that they talk about.
It was
in
the
Potter.
Gift shop, and I was like, that's pretty cool.
Do you look at it?
No. In fact, my fiance Phoebe, we've been together for 7 years.
Yeah.
Every year she's tried to get me to rewatch Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And I keep telling her, I just saw it last year.
I've got the map.
I don't want to rewatch it. She's obsessed. In fact, I asked her this morning on the way here, I was like, hey, can we just, let's chat about Harry Potter. Let's riff about Harry Potter. Just, you know, jog the memory.
Yeah.
And she said, who's your favorite character? And I was like, Dobby? And she goes, why? And I said, I don't know. She's cool. He's cool.
Yeah.
That's all I had. So I think every question asked me about Harry Potter, it's like asking an 11-year-old, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or asking me about when I was 11.
Well, I'll let you in on a secret. You don't need pre-existing Harry Potter knowledge to be on this pod.
Thank God.
Because clearly this book was written like before the last book even came out.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
But I will ask, like, I will say, do you have a favorite film or favorite book in the series?
Yeah, sure. I think if you would ask me at the time, are we recording? We're recording. Okay, great.
I always panic and just glance down at the machine that records. To
I mean, because this has all been cold.
Yeah.
My favorite.
By the standards of this podcast, it actually has.
Oh wow, that's great. And we have recorded you and I podcasts before.
We have
and gotten to this point and realized
we're not recording.
Have you done that yet for the Harry Potter?
Never on this
and
pod.
The boys podcast. Okay. But, first for everything, I guess.
Yeah, which is not today. Not, luckily,
I guess. Who have you got on next week?
I haven't done it yet.
Well,
like,
lucky
asked you
them.
Yesterday. Yeah.
I asked why you haven't done your due diligence. You only just knew I was doing the pod 24 hours ago.
Yeah.
Chamber of Secrets is
book and film.
Book and film,
mm-hmm.
Because it's the last book I read completely. And I'll tell you why.
Do you just read like the first couple chapters and then the last chapter of the rest? You're like, I think I can piece it together.
No. I read the first one, loved it.
Mm.
Read the second one, loved it.
Mm.
And I was reading Prisoner of Azkaban, which is number 3, if you didn't know.
Yes.
And
is it?
I had this phase in primary school where I started taking Cordial to school, and one day I packed the Cordial, obviously didn't screw the lid on as well as I could have, and it poured all through my bag and ruined my Harry Potter Prisoner of Azkaban book. And that was enough for me to just go, guess I'm done.
It's not meant to be.
It's not meant to be.
Cordial, like how, I can't read it. I'm not buying another one.
No.
That's my Harry Potter.
And so that's the excuse I have. I never got to experience any other novels.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta think like if J.K. Rowling was writing them and she spilt Cordial and she's like, hey, publishers, and I know we're making some serious headway, but I've spilt Cordial over the manuscript for Goblet of Fire.
Yeah.
We're just going to leave
you'd
it
get
there.
That, right?
Yeah,
you'd get it.
It's like, you spilt Cordial. Go do something else.
Take
like,
10 years
clearly
off.
Clearly not made up for you. That's great. And then, favorite movie the same?
Favorite? Well, no. So if I was to sit here now as I am, 2021, sorry to timestamp this pod, but for those listening in 10 years,
bloody hell.
You know, for the third time.
20 years, probably.
Probably 20 years. If it's not cancelled to even listen to anything
that's
Harry Potter.
That's true.
I reckon Goblet of Fire.
Okay, I think.
Because obviously the acting got better throughout time. I mean, have you been back and watched number one or two
not
lately?
Not for a very long time.
Don't waste your time.
Really?
Yeah. These kids are shit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's crazy that they got the gig early on.
As opposed to all the other actors.
Yeah, well, I compare my nine-year-old self acting in that time. I reckon I could have, gone toe-to-toe with Daniel Radcliffe.
Do you think you were better? Yeah, totally. I mean, yeah, I reckon your 11-year-old self could still go toe-to-toe with the current Daniel Radcliffe. He's not, like, Daniel Radcliffe's great. He's not the best actor.
Yeah,
he is good.
Yeah, no, he's not. Although I have seen him rap on Jimmy Fallon.
That was cool.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, the acting, it's like, have you gone back to watch any childhood movies that you enjoyed?
Probably, yeah. I rewatched School of Rock recently.
Yeah.
And I love that film, and I still think it's an amazing film, but watching it as an adult, I was like, oh, I can see the cracks of this movie. Like, it's not as good as I remember it, but it is still good.
What was bad about it? The acting or the storyline itself? The jokes?
The jokes still hold up. But I think, like, a bit of the acting and just, like, you realize, like, you can see sort of the budget and you can see the cheapness of some of the things, which is fine. But I did notice, like, when I was a kid, this looked way better.
Yeah. And I feel like almost it should just stay in the past. I felt the same way watching Space Jam again.
Yeah.
And the Mighty Ducks trilogy. It's loved them as a child, but now it's like, it's pretty crap. So to answer your question, the movie Goblet of Fire today, watching it, big fan of sports movies. So I guess it's the closest to it, really.
It is.
Yeah.
So can I ask, what's the nerdiest thing that you like? What's the thing that you're like, oh yeah, like, I love
at this. The moment I'm trying to make money, so cryptocurrency.
But that's not nerdy.
You mean
nerdy,
like,
in a pop culture sense?
Well, see, I just don't have an addictive personality, so I get into nerdy things and then, like, I drop it after like a year. I just get bored. So I was into Harry Potter for two books.
Then the cordial
was enough to get me off that. Pokemon, loved Pokemon, had the Game Boy, collected cards, trying to peddle my full fossil set at the moment. So if anyone listening is
peddlers, does that mean sell?
Yeah.
Cool.
So I can put it into crypto. but Pokemon was into that.
Yeah.
Crash Bandicoot. I don't know if that's even nerdy, but loved Crash Bandicoot. Absolutely obsessed. But just don't have an addictive personality to stick with it.
No, fair enough.
What's
man.
Your biggest thing? Because I know you've got Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I think
Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Heaps of stuff, man.
This is how bad I am. I know that's Goku, right?
Yeah, that's Goku.
Dragon Ball Z.
If you're watching the video version, Josh is just turning around
sorry.
And looking at the set here. I actually think the nerdiest thing that I genuinely like, and I'm ashamed to say it out loud, but I love the kids cartoon series Digimon, which was like the Pokemon not rip off, but it was like trying to capitalize on what Pokemon was. Love it. That's a Digimon there. That's War Greymon, who's one of the main Digimon.
See, to me, that looks like a Transformer.
Yeah, well, the Digimon started to become similar to Transformers.
This Digimon creator is the least creative dude. He just piggybacked off Pokemon, and then Transformers was already out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. And that's Meow.
That's Mewtwo. Mewtwo. Pokemon, lots of little figurines up there.
Yeah.
We'll get back on track. But
sorry.
No, need to be
things,
sorry.
Unfortunately, you know, I just don't have the commitment.
I'm going to say, and you might not actually know this, but like, you'd be a Gryffindor for sure, right?
I was thinking about this on the way over.
Yeah.
I think I would.
Yeah.
I too was on a scholarship at school.
Bravery.
It was
a courage scholarship.
Yeah.
If someone comes and attacks the school, you need to be leading everyone.
Like I said, that's how I got the scar above my eye. I jumped in front of a wand.
Yeah.
I wasn't protecting anyone, but that did happen. I was on a music scholarship and
trombone.
A sports and an academic. It was an all-rounder scholarship.
Triple threat scholarship.
Yeah, yeah.
What instrument?
The clarinet.
Classic.
Yeah.
And what sport?
Gymnastics.
Oh shit.
So I just wanted to be the coolest kid I could.
Yeah.
And so I actually wanted to play the saxophone, but because I was a really little kid, they said that the instrument was too big for me. So they gave me the clarinet, which was.
And that's why only very tall people play the saxophone. I have noticed that.
Yeah. It's
only
funny.
The tall kids pick it up.
It's a funny fact. You've got to be 6 foot.
Let's go on. We've got a game that we play.
All right.
Realizing You may not do great at this, but okay, it's still a bit of fun. I play the grabs off my phone, so okay, listen closely. God. They're going to come out of these headphones here.
Wish I knew there was a test because I would have definitely studied and applied myself.
Well, hey, don't worry about it, man. You got a scholarship. Here we go. This segment is called this.
Finito Quote Tronum.
Did you make that?
Yeah, I made that.
Well done, man.
Pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
What do you do in this game?
Finito Quadronum. Is that what you said?
Finito Quadronum. You solve quadratic equations. Here's the first one. No.
Yeah.
Finito Quotronum.
Yeah.
I play a quote from Harry Potter.
Quotronum.
You have to finito that quotronum, right?
Okay.
So I play the start of it. Finito is Italian for finish.
Yeah.
Quotronum, not Italian for anything, but just quote.
A new word.
New word.
You're a creative guy, clearly. Words, so, yeah.
Here's your first one. So listen closely, and listeners at home play along. Finito, this quotronum.
Okay.
It takes a great deal of bravery to stand up to your enemies.
Dumbledore there. It takes a great deal of bravery to stand up to your enemies.
As evidenced here by Harry. Harry, well done.
Great. It would be something like that.
I guess that I would have just, if I was in the rewrite, that could have probably passed as an answer.
Yeah. Well, I will say you are incorrect, but a point for like logical guessing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Here's the answer.
But a great deal more to stand up to your friends.
And that's in reference to Neville Longbottom, who stands up to Harry, Ron and Hermione.
Yeah.
As you remember very clearly from.
Yeah.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Here's your next one.
Okay, here we go.
Have a listen to this. This is actually from Chamber of Secrets, so might be a little bit easier for you.
Oh, God.
Might I suggest someone from my own house?
Might I suggest someone from my own house, says Professor Snape.
Draco, are you available?
I'm going to give you the point, not the exact quote, Trainum, but like here's what he says.
Malfoy, perhaps.
This is Malfoy. So I will give you a point for that. You said Draco. You knew the context.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could picture it.
Could have gone either way.
And I was there with you.
All right. Yeah. Thanks. Okay. Here we go. Here's the final one. Can't remember what this was because I just prepared these before you got here. Here's the third one. We'll find out together.
Snape tried to kill me.
No, dear boy.
Snape tried to kill me. No, dear boy. What's said next? Finito the Quotronum.
Can I find a friend?
No, Eddie Maguire is not here.
I miss Eddie. I don't know. Can you give me a hint?
It's Professor Quirrell in the first movie.
Yeah,
dear boy. No, Snape tried to kill me. No, dear boy.
He was doing it out of love.
Try again. Just before we play the answer, try one more time.
He was trying to hug you.
I tried to kill you.
Oh, that was my third option.
Well, I should have let you do it.
I tried to kill you. Yes, no, now that I remember, he took the hat off and he was Voldemort.
It was a turban. Has a trucker cap. All right, shall we get into the fanfic?
I would love to get into the fanfic. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Excuse this interruption, teachers and students. Haha, no, it's Mike here. Just popping in before we start the fanfiction to let you know and remind you that if you would like to support this show, if you like it, you can support me and all the stuff that I do at patreon.com/radiomike. For as little as $1 a month, you can help me keep this show afloat and alive. Or if you want to make a one-off donation, paypal.me/itsradiomike is the place to do that. If you give $1 a month or you just want to send $12 to the PayPal, that really goes a long way to helping me continue to do this. So please consider doing that. But now let's go on to the fan fiction. This is actually one of the best chapters yet. So much happens here and I hope you enjoy it. Here we go.
All right. We are about to start the fan fiction. Chapter 21, I believe, is the chapter we're on. Possibly 22. I don't know. Now, you said just off air before you listened to the episode with Dilruk.
Yeah, I listened to part of it.
Okay. So have you... explain what you know about the fanfic based on what you heard.
Imagine if I was lying.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, man, I listened to it. Oh, yeah, with, Harry's, you know, Dilruk, right? I recall listening to... You've got me on the spot now.
It's okay. Well, I guess I can just tell you where
just
we're
start,
up to.
Just start and I'll remember it.
I can't remember. I'll tell you where we're at.
Yeah.
Where we're at. So okay. Basically last chapter, which Mikey D came on. Do you know Mikey Diodazio from...
Sure.
Okay. He's a music kind of guy. The last chapter was called The Shaft of Light.
Yeah.
And in The Shaft of Light, what even... like?
You had one that was Andor Wizard, and I thought...
Yeah, that was Dilruk's one.
Yeah.
That was the Careers Week one.
Where Careers the boys Week, have Careers that's Week, right. Yeah. And people had to kill one another to get the best career.
Yeah.
Which I loved that was your take on a Careers Day.
Just like in real life.
Right? And I love also the Andor Wizard. You discussed that already, but coming from a legal background, it sounds like you were trying to make a foolproof title.
No loopholes.
I said Andor Wizard.
So basically where we're at, I think all you really need to know, and I'll explain the rest as we go.
Okay.
Because there is quite a story forming here, right? And I assume that's why people keep tuning in.
Yeah, definitely.
That basically at the end of the last chapter, a character, Dragon Male Boy, who is sort of like the Draco Malfoy of this book.
Dragon Male Boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dragon Male Boy died.
Like he delivers mail or he is male?
No, he's just a shooter.
You needed to specify the sex.
Male and or boy. Male boy.
Male and or boy.
His name is Dragon Male Boy. He died in one of the earlier chapters. He drowned in the lake.
Right. Yep.
Suddenly.
Very similar to Edward Cullen's character. Twilight, but that guy.
Cedric Diggory.
Yeah. Yes.
He didn't really drown in the lake, but he did die.
But he ended up on the ocean floor, didn't he?
Did he?
I think so.
No, he didn't.
Didn't he die underwater?
No.
Oh, no, he died.
There is an underwater section of that movie, though, which is probably where the confusion's coming from. Dragon Melboy died ages ago. Hasn't been mentioned since.
Okay.
Suddenly.
Yep. He's back.
He's alive and well. He's in the Great Hall.
Oh, shit.
That's where we pick up at chapter 22. And if you could start by reading the name of the chapter and go from there... I'd really appreciate that.
Chapter 22. I love everything about... Can I ask as well?
Yeah.
We're recording in your podcast studio.
Yes.
And there's other books, Andre Agassi nonfiction, Barefoot Investor nonfiction.
Yeah.
Is there going to be another podcast where you do a fan fiction of either of those two books?
The Barefoot Investor fan fiction. No, like I actually was reading The Barefoot Investor because I was going to talk to you about this off air. I want to do more with my money. I was going to chat to you about it off air.
Great. We can write it together. Scott Pape and the boys. Okay, here we go. Right. Chapter 22, The Return of Dragon Male Boy. Now I asked before if male was like the sex.
Yeah,
you said it was.
Oh, sorry.
That's
I was confused. I thought you were talking about the boy.
Okay.
It's male. It's male. As in post. The post.
The post boy.
Yeah, the post boy.
Yeah, I just thought you were really doubling down on the fact that this guy was male and or boy, because that's what J.K. Rowling would do.
Yeah, you'd, well,
there is no in between.
Okay. Dragon Male Boy.
Yeah.
His dad, we found out recently as well, is another character called Boris Mailman. Which is strange because you would think that a father and son would have the same surname.
Yeah.
But
he becomes mailman after the equivalent of like a bar mitzvah.
Pretty much.
So
a male mitzvah.
He's not. Okay. All right. Here we go. Male boy, said Tom. That's right.
And you, sorry.
Yep.
You got to assume they're confused. You know, this kid's been dead for a while.
Oh, I see.
So
the context is key here. Okay.
Male boy.
Like, can I redo the line?
Yeah, please, please.
This might happen a lot.
I'd love for you to do it.
Male boy?
Oh, great. Because mine was like, male boy, but yours was like,
oh.
Yours had a bit of fear in it.
It's disbelief.
Like, male boy?
Because male boy's dead.
Well, we thought
so. He dreams of male boy, and now the dream is a reality.
Can we also say that... one of the main themes of Harry Potter was that you can't reverse death and like accepting death. But in this book, the author blows it out of the park. You can reverse death whenever you want. It's a book. You can do whatever you want.
Also, Tom's just switching a light. We now have electricity.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. That's right. Oh, that's right. That's right, said Malboy. It turns out I wasn't dead.
Which is exactly what you would say if everyone thought you were dead.
Yeah.
I wasn't. Turns out I wasn't.
Great. Because he's just accepting of it. Great. Tell us your story. We're really interested. That sounds very Oprah-like, Michael. said Michael sarcastically. He's already cracking jokes.
So
he doesn't believe Tom.
A boy that is dead.
Tom's been dead.
Is now no. Malboy has.
Malboy's been dead for how long now?
The whole school year. And Michael's response is, great, tell us your story, we're really interested.
Michael's a bit of a dick.
Yeah, he is.
This guy could have been through hell.
He died. He is a villain character though, so.
Maleboy is.
Yeah,
Maleboy. He's in Slytherin? Is Slytherin in the fan fiction?
He never got sorted. He died before sorting.
Oh, this is brutal.
Maleboy was treated really poorly. I'm kind of glad he's back. See what he has to say.
Okay. Great, tell us your story, we're really interested, said Michael. Sarcastically.
Great read.
To be honest, he had enough of the book.
So,
this book?
Yeah. So never.
You're breaking the fourth wall?
Never did JK write. To be honest, Harry was sick of the book. He just wanted all this Voldemort shit to end so he could just have a normal life. But this author, me, decides, yeah, look, this character's sick of the book.
Wow. Okay, so your characters, have acknowledged how long this is going on for.
The characters are aware that they're in a book. There are several references to the book being a book by the characters.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
So they're like,
this is very
on,
like Saved
up.
By the Bell of
I've
you.
I've never seen it.
No. Okay. Yeah, okay. Great. He stops and he talks to the camera and he goes, you know, it's the kind of
Ferris Bueller.
How did I get here? Ferris Bueller. Exactly.
Life moves fast. If you don't stop once in a while, you might wish this movie was over.
Yeah, exactly.
Guys, I'm sick of this movie. I've had a day off. Come on.
Come on. To be honest, he had enough of the book and just wanted to go to bed and have an early night and just get on with all, I love this sentence already, and just get on with all the stuff he had to do at Hogwarts, like assignments and stuff.
Which, I mean, if you're a year 7 student and, you know, you've got to go bloody, a kid's dead, he's come back to life. I just want to do my assignments.
Do my assignments, man.
Just, come on.
I mean, doing really poorly.
Yeah.
And I just want to improve. And clearly Maleboy doesn't care about his grades because he's been dead.
He's been dead. He didn't even get to school. That's the thing about Maleboy.
He's like, assignment? What is that? All right then, I will, said Maleboy. Great, please do. We all care about this a lot. Said Michael, doubling down.
Yeah, and which is kind of ironic because you would assume that, like, the reader probably does care. Like,
yeah.
The reader or the listeners of this probably do want to know what's going on with Dragon Maleboy, but the characters don't.
They just keep going back and forth. All right, I'll tell you.
All right, well,
then
fine.
Do it.
Tell us.
All okay, right. I'm going to tell I'm you. And the reader's just like, please. I too am over this book.
Yeah, so far the whole page has been useless except for the fact that Maleboy's alive.
And I love that you've gone the one line sentences and really spaced it out here.
It's like you were trying to
get the, it's like it wasn't a word count for this creative English assignment. This was purely pages. By the way, I didn't realize you've gone Times New Roman 24 point size. That's almost like
you're
creating a sign.
Well, that's actually standard in most publishing.
For kids books.
It's probably not.
Would you have this illustrated if you could afford it?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know an illustrator?
If I could afford it. I don't know.
Well, if you read Barefoot Investor again, maybe you can save up enough money to get this puppy illustrated. Okay. Now, for the sake of you, the reader, the reader of the book, I will detail what Maleboy said next. Is this an ad break? What is going on?
This book is sponsored by...
But first, Blue Chew. Okay. I will detail what Maleboy said next, except please know that none of the characters care.
This is the narrator of the
has
book.
Died.
Yeah.
And he's come back to tell the story.
You know what this reminds me of? The story of Jesus. Imagine if Luke in chapter 12, now look, Jesus had come back to life, and I just want you to know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we didn't give a shit, but I'll tell you what happened.
But I'll tell you what happened. Jesus finally has the attention of the 12 disciples. Judas is in the back going, nobody gives a fuck.
You know, it ended up starting a whole religion. Let's see what this can do.
Oh boy. Poor trans people in this new religion. My dad sent me to Hogwarts because this year he knew that you six morons were coming.
Wow, aggressive.
Really? I mean, I don't blame Maleboy. He's just been trying to get the story out in a whole first page of the novel, the chapter, and no one cares. The reason he wanted me here is because he would be able to come here often to have meetings with Winston here under the disguise of being a parent. You need to have this proof read.
Edited, yeah.
Oh, wait, I've clicked on your settings. Sorry.
That's all right, man. Feel free to change some stuff.
Why am I on Zoom?
You've opened Zoom.
Your mouse is incredibly quick. You must be
incredibly
a gamer.
Incredibly sensitive. Sorry, okay, mate.
Very sensitive.
Now, just for your sake.
Oh, for fuck's sake. What are you doing? What is that? It's like
that's audio hijack.
Honey jar. Oh, cool.
Right. Winston is Mr. Charger, who is the potions teacher at the school. Something weird going on with Mr. Charger and Mailboy's dad, Mailman.
Okay.
They went to Hogwarts together and they built the Shaft of Light and they murdered several students, including the boys' fathers.
Oh. Twist. Wow.
Twist alert.
I mean, I could have done with that context before page one because I can now get why these boys aren't fond of Mailboy. Yeah, I mean, his dad murdered their parents.
I do find it funny because like if you're a new guest on this pod or any guest on this pod and you haven't listened to the whole podcast, which is totally forgivable because why the fuck would you?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You just come into this book with no context.
No, zero context. It's like listening to a child's dream. Have you ever heard someone recall the dream? They're like, and then this happened and then the bird came and then the bird was actually a human and because of that then
actually that exact thing happens in the next chapter. So
I'd love to come back. Okay. My dad sent me to Hogwarts because this year he knew that you six morons were coming. The reason he wanted me here is because he would be able to come here often to have meetings with Winston here under the disguise of being a parent of a student. So Winston isn't the parent of a student.
No, Mailman is. Winston Charger.
Winston Charger. Yeah. What's his connection to the school? He
Potions
just went there.
Teacher and went there.
And an alumni of the school.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And he's a teacher. So he didn't really need to be here under the disguise of a parent.
But Mailman did. But I guess Mailman, like he is a parent. He's not really disguised as a parent.
Yeah,
but
I think
it's like Mailman needed an excuse to come to school and scheme evilly. And I think his excuse was, I'm just checking up on my son.
My son.
Yeah, I think that's what's getting at there.
Okay.
I think that's the roundabout way that I tried to explain that when I was 13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, well done. I'm sure you've had people say that in the past. I tried to write creatively when I was 13 and it wasn't this good. I did like a serendipity film.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where like two babies come into contact with each other at the hospital and then you see them at like 6 years old.
Yeah.
And they're like doing sport together. And then they're at school and they like walk past each other without knowing. And the long story short is they were true loves the whole time.
Oh.
And they didn't meet each other properly until they were ready. Yeah, really difficult to cast as a 12-year-old.
But still, great. That's actually a really good idea.
Thanks, yeah.
It's better than this.
Yeah,
just stole someone else's work.
No, you didn't. This is good stuff, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, this is essentially the cursed child.
Yeah,
isn't
pretty
it?
Much.
Maybe like 15. This is how long in the future?
This is 50 years after.
Cursed child's born like 15, right? 20?
It's around the same time as the epilogue, so it's 19 years later. Yeah.
Okay.
Happens around 19 years after Deathly Hallows. So this is 30 years on from Cursed Child.
Right.
But
you wrote this.
At the time of writing this, the Cursed Child did not exist. So I can only assume that in my Harry Potter follow-up universe, Cursed Child does not happen.
Right.
This is what happens in my Harry Potter follow-up universe.
I mean, look, would you want to make a claim for intellectual property in The Cursed Child? I've heard it's been doing quite well.
Yeah, I've thought about it, but I don't know.
Yeah.
J.K. Rowling, like, I don't know.
I feel like she could expend some of the cash she's made.
Yeah, true.
If you can maybe make some through lines that she's read Harry Potter and the Boys and from that.
And approved it. Yeah.
And from that created Cursed Child.
Right. Yeah. I'll see if there's any.
The reason for Cursed Child is Harry Potter and the Boys.
Yeah.
It would be a great thing to get her to admit.
Cursed Child, Cursed Boy, Harry Potter and the Boy.
Yeah.
You know.
I see it.
Yeah, I see it too.
Okay, back to it.
Back to it.
As you may or may not know, but you probably don't know.
Love that.
Because you are an idiot. This year, the Shaft of Light is at Hogwarts. This year.
It's like, I've written a big sentence. I'm like, this year, the Shaft of Light is at Hogwarts this year.
I assumed that upon bringing this podcast out, you may have perhaps gone through this.
No, unedited.
Tidied it up a bit.
The full unedited version.
So if I went get info on the page, it'd say 12th of Feb, 20.
I don't actually
2007.
Know. Maybe. But also, you got to assume that's how the author intended it. like, yeah, it says this year twice and it doesn't make sense, but you can only assume the author intended that.
Yeah. I mean, if I was reading it, I would go, wow, okay, I really need to...
pay attention to that.
I really need to remember that it was this year. Yeah. The author's trying to make a point of this.
Yes, exactly. In a non-grammatical way.
In a non-grammatical way. Yeah. Because it feels right to the writer. As you may or may not know, but you probably don't know because you're an idiot. This year, the Shaft of Light is at Hogwarts this year. And soon it will destroy everyone in the school, even Harry Potter.
Wow. And he's one of the good wizards.
I've heard. I do know that. All we have to do is destroy Ron Weasley, the second strongest wizard in the world. I suspect you've already figured out the letter clues on the ill-fated measures.
Throughout the book, one of the recurring things that's happened is every time something bad happens to the boys, a note from the sky falls and it's called an ill-fated measure. And it has a letter on it.
Yeah.
We found out last chapter, the letters are spelling out Ron Weasley.
Wow. Every letter spelled out Ron Weasley.
Well, R, yeah. The first one was R, second one was O.
Oh, I understand.
Third one was N, yeah. So that's-
Wow, that's quite dramatic, isn't it?
Something to think about.
Yeah, that writer really had a lot of time. To just, you know what?
Just like
I'll send a letter at a time.
Just like JK.
Yeah, sure. I suspect you've already figured out the letter clues on the ill-fated measures. You wrote them?
Nice.
Tom interrupted. Let me finish, you idiot. Of course I didn't write them. Somebody else wrote them, except we were forcing them to. I am going to have to start from the start, said Malfoy. But a cold, dark voice interrupted him.
Wow. This is getting pretty deep.
I'm going to have to start from the start,
which
because they're idiots.
You would have thought we already were at the start, but it turns out we're not. So.
There's more. Oh, please, dragon, let me. Tom and Michael looked around. It was Boris Mailman, the man who married their fathers.
Wow. What? And wait, what?
The man who married their fathers? Like, is it a celebrant?
It's supposed to say murdered. It
says Boris Mailman married their fathers.
I mean, I assume.
I mean, it all makes sense with the Shaft of Light.
No, I talked about that last week. I actually don't think me in year seven knew that the word shaft was
you know, had connotations.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I just thought it was a long thing.
Yeah, which, yeah.
Still has connotations.
Yeah, which does have connotations.
No,
okay.
So he did not. I am going to take an executive decision here.
I want to know if young Mike was suppressing something here. This was really meant to be an erotic fan fiction.
Well, a lot of fanfics are.
They are.
I mean, you know, that's the thing.
And I would definitely enjoy. I'm sure it's out. Is there? Have you looked? I mean, have you done any research? Is there Harry Potter erotic fiction?
There is a lot of Harry and Draco. Fan fiction, as in like
erotic,
sexy fan.
Oh, they get together, like gay stuff.
Yeah.
Because I think when I got older, watching the older films, I was like early teenager. Mm. And part of me was like, you know, let's spice it up.
Yeah.
Can we get things going? Hermione, what do you have for Harry? You know what I mean?
Well, she ended up with Ron.
I know.
Yeah.
I know, which is, that I was disappointed by that.
Did you know that 50 Shades of Grey started out as a Twilight fan fiction? Do you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
There you go.
Really?
50 Shades of Grey started out as an erotic Twilight fan fiction.
And then they were like, let's lose the wolves.
Mm-hmm. And the vampires.
And the vampires.
And the fantasy. Make it real life.
Make
maybe.
It real life. Yeah, right. There you go.
There you go.
Okay.
The twist. So male
fun
boy,
fact for...
Mailman murdered.
Murdered, not married.
It shouldn't say
their
married.
Fathers. Okay. You're a murderer.
And I think that's the proof.
Yelled Mike.
It's just
Michael,
a typo.
That it was a typo. Or Michael has misinterpreted.
Also possible.
And he meant to say, you're the celebrant.
You're the MC.
Yeah, you're the MC. Are you even qualified to marry my father? Yelled Michael as he raised his wand. Again, he meant his dick. Please. Please, you couldn't kill me with that. I could do something else. Womp, womp,
womp, womp. That's where it all begins.
That's where it all begins. He said calmly. Wow, okay. Please, you couldn't kill me with that, he said calmly. Now let me tell you the full story.
Okay, well, here we go again.
Here we go. You thought it'd already begun. Let's start from the start.
And Mailboy didn't explain how he's alive. He actually didn't explain anything he said he was going to explain.
This guy's cooked. Oh, great. Please tell us. We really care about this, said Michael. Again, Michael, for those who are just joining us, is sarcastic.
But also, 1 minute ago, Michael was like, you're a murderer. And he's like, no, let me tell you the full story. Oh, please, great. We really care about that. Like,
Michael's got like split personality disorder. I care, I don't. Many years ago.
Because you would want to know the full story of the guy who killed your dad. Like, you would want to know that.
This character's like Tom from 50 First Dates.
Hi, I'm Tom. Yeah. Well, I thought you were just going to say, oh, no. Because you know in 50 First Dates, she forgets every day, right?
She does forget every day. Great movie. Michael, clearly, a day hasn't surpassed. So, I mean, 10 seconds. Yeah, 10 exactly. second Michael.
Still have
Which
that
could
name.
Have been a great name.
Still got that name.
Yeah?
No.
Oh, you do? I got it. Sorry, I was late to the the book. Many years ago, when Winston and I were at school, we were prepared to live up to our dream, defeat the evil Harry Potter. So who's telling this now?
That's Mailman.
This is Mailman.
I assume it's Mailman, yeah. Because he said, I'm going to tell you the full story.
Okay.
It is rather ambiguous.
Okay, so but Mailboy's also standing here at this point.
Yeah.
We don't... Oh, no?
I guess
Mailboy, I feel like, has just been overshadowed by his father.
Yeah.
He was keen to tell the story.
Yeah.
Juicy goss, you know?
Yeah.
And now his dad's come in and be like, I got it from here, kid.
Yeah. And I still want to know how Mailboy survived, which we don't.
Far out. Poor boy. Like...
Poor boy.
He's going to have issues.
He already does. He came back from the dead. He's already got issues.
Yeah, he already got issues.
Back from the dead, and
is man, good. This guy's gonna have spend a fortune on psychiatrist fees.
Do they have magic psychiatrists?
imagine if that existed.
Because you'd think
Harry Potter would just every like couple scenes, just he's with the psychologist again, talking through his baggage.
Had another flashback about Voldemort. Tell me more about that. It was really scary.
It was really scary. How does it make you feel?
Bad and scared.
Bad and scared.
Those are normal ways to feel.
Evil Harry Potter, asked Tom, looking confused. Oh, I see. Evil Harry Potter, asked... They're British, I assume.
Yeah, they're British.
I haven't done the accent this whole time.
Get back to the top.
Okay. Here we go again. Let me start from the start. Quiet, you. I just spat on your keyboard. I'm sorry.
Hey, man. I've done it heaps of times.
Petrificus Totalus.
Do you know what that is? It's a spell.
I assumed. No.
So Petrificus Totalus is you would have seen it in the first Harry Potter movie.
Yep.
Hermione used it on Neville. Mm-hmm. It's basically Petrificus Totalus is the full body lock. So it's petrify total. Petrify. So just...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is this just Latin?
Yeah, they're generally just Latin. Based on, grounded in Latin,
did
at least.
Did the snake language, what was
Parseltongue?
It called?
Parseltongue.
Did that have any origin?
I don't
was
think
it just
so.
Backward words?
I don't know. Maybe. Mm. I've never looked into that.
The interesting trivia.
Someone write in about that, please.
Jamie, can you look that up for us? Okay. Jamie's not here.
Bit of Joe Rogan.
Bit of Joe Rogan.
Should get Joe Rogan on this pod.
Would you have much overlap of Harry Potter and the Boys fans?
I would
also
say
also Joe Rogan fans.
Probably. Yeah, yeah. Probably not. About it.
Maybe one. Well, for one out there, they were like... Okay.
Someone got it.
Yeah. Wow, we are so intrigued. Sorry.
So
Petrificus Totalus. Tom was put into the full body lock and couldn't move. Wow, we are so intrigued. Please continue telling us this interesting story, said Michael.
And can I just say, so let's just put this into context.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say it's you.
Yeah.
You're standing in front of the man who murdered your parents.
Yeah.
And your best friend is there too.
Yeah.
And that man has... knocked out your best friend and still you're like, wow, tell us this interesting story. We're so interested.
It's like he's calling the bluff of someone who he knows murdered his father. That's got balls.
He's got his poker face on. Wow, keep telling us this great story, mailman.
So I might just edit here. Please continue telling us this interesting story, said Michael with massive balls.
Yeah.
Now, where was I? Oh, yes. As I was saying, we began to work for Voldemort. He told us to build this shaft of light. Now, I wasn't much of a builder, but Winston was great at it, which is what I love about Winston.
That doesn't say that.
It took him... Sorry, I'm just ad-libbing on your fan fiction. It took him the whole first term to build it, and we had to make sure that no one found out what we were up to. So, unfortunately, we had to kill You are fathers.
Yeah, so it's little typo. Your fathers.
Your fathers. Yes.
So you the you are you contraction.
Are, you are, which is fine. We all make mistakes.
And also, doesn't really explain why they had to kill their fathers. I guess their fathers who were at school with them found out about what they were doing.
Yeah.
But also Voldemort was dead at this point, so we don't really know. It's sort of like how Palpatine came back in the last Star Wars, which you'd know all about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I geek out on that shit all the time. Winston was, yeah, okay. So obviously the fathers found out about the build.
Yeah.
And they were building without a planning permit at the time.
Had to go to VCAT.
They had to go to VCAT and appeal the objection. And they thought, you know what? VCAT could take 8 to 12 weeks, which is the current waiting time.
Yeah.
Let's just kill them.
We'll just kill them. Just to solve the issue.
Let's just solve the issue. Yeah, yeah.
Which I think is fair and probably does happen in the real world.
Yeah, yeah. I've had clients. Look, how much is the filing fee? $3,000. Huh. Mm. Let's kill them.
Yeah, cool. There's a few legal issues associated with that, but we can work around them pretty easily. It's, yeah. You know.
What does that include? Murder.
Yeah.
Okay. Tragic, I know, but we had to, or else they'd spread the word to everyone. We managed to kill about 19 people of the 20 that we needed to kill, but we just couldn't kill that blood traitor Weasley.
So Ron Weasley, I guess, is the Weasleys are like considered blood traitors because they were pure bloods that were fighting for the rights of Muggleborns and stuff.
That's a borrowed fact from the actual Harry Potter, isn't it?
Okay. One of the only.
One of the only? Other than that, it's quite original.
Other than that, it's pretty OG.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Okay. And you never will, shouted Michael.
Again, Michael taking completely different angles in this. Like, oh, please tell us the story. You'll never kill him. Never. We won't let you.
I don't even know if Michael has been listening. You know?
He's just at random intervals. He just sort
he's
of
on his Game Boy this whole time. And then he looks up. Hmm? You never will.
Yeah. He just hears like, yeah, and we need to kill Ron Weasley. Oh, you never will.
You never will. Huh? Yeah. Up, up, down, down. Cool. Get the pumpkin. Okay. Great. Don't talk over me. Weasley will die this year at 10.
I think that's 10 ill-fated measures.
Okay. I thought it was just a very broad idea of time. Yeah, 10 p.m. on the 10th.
Oh, no, it's 9:55. Quick, get to it.
They're there on the 10th of the 10th. I feel like we've misinterpreted 10.
Yeah.
There will be no escaping, and if I have to kill everyone that gets in my way in the process, I will.
Now, that's interesting because, like...
He's already killed 19 of the 20.
Yeah, and the weird part is, like, it seems like they're saying that for the plan to work, and from what I gather, and correct me if I'm wrong, the plan is to destroy everyone at Hogwarts.
Yeah.
And to do that, they are using the Shaft of Light.
Yeah.
And they have to kill Ron Weasley to get the Shaft of Light to work. But he said he'll kill anyone who gets in his way.
Yeah.
So why doesn't he just kill everyone without the Shaft of Light?
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sure the author considered this at a point.
Yeah.
But
probably just didn't care.
Probably didn't care. Not many people involved in this project care.
Yeah.
Do they? Especially the author, most of the characters.
Most of the characters.
I think the only person that truly cares at this point is Mailboy.
And Mailman. The male family.
The male family. This really, I haven't read the previous chapters. Should just be the mailmen. The male family and everyone who tried to get in their way.
You got to imagine that even Mailboy's probably losing patience by this point.
Probably. Although he has just been dead for a while. So I think he's just happy to be there.
He's processing the trauma.
Just happy to be alive.
Oh God, how'd I get out of this? Someone's dead before.
Someone kill me again.
Wait, no.
Okay. There will be no escaping. Okay, all right. In fact, I think I'm going to teach you a lesson. Avada Ka, but he was cut off, Michael.
Avada Ka.
Oh.
Which is... Avada Kedavra.
To kill someone.
And he's gone, Avada Ka.
Yeah.
But he was
cut
off.
I recall this from the movie.
Yeah.
Because it always sounded like Abracadabra.
And can I say this chapter, probably one of the most eventful chapters. Oh. Like a lot is happening in this book, in this chapter.
You're not wrong and I'm just privileged to be here for it. But he was cut off by Mr. Charger. Who's his friend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's on Team Mailman.
No, you heard what Lord Voldemort said. You don't kill anyone yet. First, we must get the most powerful student here and kill him. Only when we rid Hogwarts of its most powerful wizard can we finally get on with our work, Mr. Charger said. This is intense. So that was really well written.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was really well written.
You got to assume that, so the most powerful wizard.
Harry.
Yeah, Ron Weasley is the second most powerful.
Yeah.
So they
because he's his best friend. I guess that's what just qualifies him as being the second most powerful.
I guess you assume Hermione's third because she's Harry's second best friend.
Yeah, which is, you know, a little debatable, sexist. But yeah, debatable.
But also, one thing you also have to think about here is that maybe that explains it. Mm. Harry and Ron are stopping them from doing whatever they need to do. They have to get rid of Harry and Ron.
Yeah, okay. Start at the top.
Start at the top, work your way down.
Michael looked uninterested and bored. Really, Michael, still.
He's looking at his watch. Bloody Jesus hell, when is this Christ, over? When can hell. We leave?
But he knew what Mr. Charger must be referring to, I assume, Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Who? Asked Mailman. Derrickson. Derek. Derrickson.
So it's not Harry Potter. So you don't actually, this isn't a big deal for you because you don't know the book.
Yeah.
Derek Derrickson, another one of the boys, first year student.
Yeah.
And a huge idiot, but it has been implied throughout the book that there's some mystical power around him. Okay. So it turns out when they were talking about the most powerful wizard at the school, it was not Harry Potter. It was Derek Derrickson.
Wow.
And that's a twist.
That's a huge twist.
Yeah.
And does he have a relation to Harry?
No.
No.
He's just a boy.
Just a boy.
Just a boy.
And so at this point, we'd probably have Angus and Julia Stone playing, which I would love to see on a Harry Potter soundtrack. Bang, 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 fart.
Okay, I know. This is...
What's that?
I guess this is like...
You wanted to have some comedy?
Well, I think... Yeah, well, first of all, I think the author's using techniques often seen in like a comic book where like sound effects are just represented. Like if J.K. Rowling were to do this, right, she would probably say there were three loud bangs followed by the sound of a fart.
Yeah.
But I've just decided to literally just write bang, 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 fart.
Fart, yeah.
So you assume it's just sort of like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what's happened.
Was that an accident? Yeah, someone's possibly. Farted.
Yeah, someone's farted at an inappropriate
and
time.
Look, I think it's a good place to have that because
just to break it up,
break the tense, like the intensity of it all. Yeah. The tension is what I was going for.
Yeah, totally.
Great. So that kind of breaks it. Mr. Charger, Boris, and Mailboy were all gone. Okay, so they've disappeared.
Actually, in the Harry Potter books, the sound of, do you know what apparating is where they teleport? That sound in the books is often referred to as a loud crack, like a maybe that's what the bangs are. Maybe they've all apparated away.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
And perhaps one of them, I would say Boris, has
left a fart.
Left a fart because they saw the option.
Yeah.
They were like, I've been holding this the whole time. It's been dead silent.
He's not interested.
And he knows with the apparition that a loud noise is coming and he just tried to just time it right.
But he's missed it. The narrator's caught onto it.
Yeah.
And but also you could assume that maybe Boris was like, oh, like we got to go quick. How do I psych these guys out? Oh, I'll leave a stinky fart.
Yeah.
So that's also possible.
Or maybe just to leave like a nice feeling at the end, you know, everything that just went on was quite negative.
Hey, look, I know I murdered your dads. This is weird. We've got our own little plot going, but.
Bit of fun.
Cheeky comedy. Did a bit of fart. You do with it what you will.
And they're all sitting there going, did he just fart? They're like, I think he did.
Did he just try to kill you and then do a fart and teleport away?
That's classic.
Yeah.
Classic. I'm not even mad. Mr. Charger, Boris and Mailboy were gone. The boys looked up at Hagrid, who had fallen asleep during the argument. Hagrid's been here the whole time.
I forgot.
Asleep.
So in the way the boys got to this area was Hagrid has a band and the boys are in the band.
Oh.
So the boys were going to band practice with Hagrid.
Yeah.
And then that's how
they
got
themselves. And
then
this is what happened.
Yeah. So Hagrid fell asleep in the last chapter, I assume. Yeah.
Okay. So heavy sleeper.
So I guess the big fat body of Hagrid has just been sitting there the whole time asleep. Sleeping
and,
through
and
all
no
this.
No one's mentioned it. No one's mentioned it.
And I guess the sound of the bang, bang, bang fart is what's woken Hagrid up.
Yeah.
You assume.
Okay. What now? Asked Tom. Well, now we have to save him, said Michael. Save who? Asked Tom. You fucking idiot. Were you listening? Derek Derrickson.
Michael was the one that wasn't paying attention. Tom was in a full body lock. How do they even know this? And why is Michael suddenly motivated to help? Before he was like, I do not care. It's not my responsibility.
No. Michael's got issues, man.
I guess it's funny because, like, have you ever thought, did Harry in the books ever think, look, Dumbledore, I'm sorry, I'm not interested in this.
I need a break.
I'm going to go back to the Dursleys. I'm going to chill there. I've decided Hogwarts isn't for me. Just going to chill in my old life.
Yeah.
Because I would rather be abused by my auntie and uncle till I'm 18 than be chased by a mass murderer for the rest of my life.
And that's crazy that as 11-year-olds, we just all went, yeah, murder's a thing. That can happen at school.
Anyone could be murdered.
Of course. But like I had friends that left the school because they either didn't like the school anymore or, you know, perhaps there was like bullying involved. They had friends at other schools. Yeah. Harry at no point went, decided, you know what? I just want to go to a state school.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, like Harry, I guess that means that in Harry's mind, all the possibility of murder and danger and his friends being killed was worth it. Mm. So he didn't have to go back to the mild abuse he suffered at the hands of his aunt and uncle.
He hated that room under the stairs.
He's just to Petunia and Vernon, I hate you guys.
I'd rather die.
To Hogwarts, Dumbledore will look after me. Harry, let's go destroy the living soul of Voldemort.
Harry's cooked. That's I've realized. Fucked. Okay. Derek Derrickson, said Michael, and Ron, and well, everyone, I guess. Wow, Michael's on it.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
For someone who wasn't paying attention at all.
Hagrid woke up and he had a stiffy when he stood up. I was just thinking about Madame Maxime. Who is that?
Madame Maxime is the...
You can really see 13-year-old Mike coming out. You were trying to keep it, you know, down when the fathers were marrying each other, the shaft of light, and you went, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to throw it in. Hagrid had a stiffy.
And Hagrid's just missed all of this commotion and information.
Like just having a wet dream.
So, Madame Maxime is... In Goblet of Fire, the principal of the French school, the big tall lady that he likes. I guess this is worth analysing because just out of interest, you don't, as an adult, the word stiffy kind of goes by the wayside.
You let that one go, don't you? It's like
13 and 14, you can use stiffy, but...
Yeah. It went from stiffy and then it kind of went to boner I feel. And then... I'm erect.
Do you say I'm erect?
No, I don't know.
Hello, I am erect.
Hagrid woke up erect. Okay, let me ask you this then. Little project for Mike in 2021.
Yeah.
You're rewriting this sentence now. Yeah. How would you describe it? Hagrid woke up.
Because it is like Hagrid woke up and he had a stiffy. And then when he stood up. So the boys are looking over at Hagrid and there's a clear stiffy.
And knowing how big Hagrid is, do we know
the size of his penis?
I guess it's
relative. Like you'd assume that half giants have a half giant penis.
You would think so.
Someone wrote into this podcast.
Asking?
No. Someone wrote into this podcast and the message they said was like four vomit emojis. And they said, why is this book so boyish? You only talk about dicks and bums and farts. But I love the fan fiction.
What?
Well, first of all, it's called Harry Potter and the Boys. And so the of boys. It's going to be boyish.
It's going to be high in boy content. And with boy content comes...
Fart, bum and stiffies. Yeah. But I would say Hagrid woke up and the boys noticed when he stood up that his penis was erect.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've just been thinking about Madame Maxime, said Hagrid. The boys left.
That was their cue.
That's the end of the chapter, I believe.
That's the end of the chapter?
Yeah.
Wow. Boys had nothing to say about it. And I feel for Hagrid here because Hagrid has just taken the opportunity to be open and say, hey, let me just call this out. Because you're students, I'm a teacher here or whatever, groundskeeper. This is going to be shocking because how tall is Hagrid? 8 foot?
Yeah, tall.
So the penis, I guess, would have to be the size of one of the boys' arms. Really, like fully stretched, you would think.
And so it's like there's no hiding it.
No, it would probably be in the way of their heads in a way. Like if you think of, they'd be what, 5 foot tall, these boys?
Yeah, probably.
And so he's probably got up, turned around and almost hit them in the face and thought, sorry, boys, this is what's happened. And they've just gone,
hey, mate.
Stranger Dane. Yeah.
But it's also, it is funny because, you know, I feel for Hagrid because, you know, as a man, and you probably agree.
No reason, boner, NRB. Yeah,
sometimes you do wake up and it's just, well, for whatever reason, it's like that. So I can't imagine that if you were a teacher, you'd fallen asleep in class, you've stood up, you've got a boner, the kids notice, you would feel a bit uncomfortable.
You would.
Do you in that moment just continue teaching the class?
Or do you just act like nothing's wrong?
Yeah, or do you go, I'm sorry, guys, no reason, boner. Not about any of you. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Please don't tell the headmaster.
Can I ask you a question? Yes. And you don't have to answer it. But a lot of, you know, when I write comedy, you write from a place of truth. Yeah. And, you know, Harry Potter and the Boys, a lot of 13-year-old Mike here.
Yeah. Did I have a crush on Madame Maxine?
No. But did you ever experience, you know, a teacher?
Not when after this book was written.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be drawing from that.
Yeah, okay.
Did you?
Hey, no. No, I used to have a legal studies teacher that would give us massages. Just because, you know, we're all tense.
Full body rub, new room?
No, just that. But I thought, what if at that point you had an NRB? You can never, you know, it's a no reason.
Yeah. As in you or the teacher?
Either or.
Now, I think we just move on from all of this. But Hagrid had a stiffy. It's okay because he was thinking about Madame Maxine.
And he made that very clear.
Yeah.
And the boys just thought, you know what? It's fine. We're going to leave. And because then, you know, you can deal with that.
Yeah. Now, if you hate the stiffy boner bum fart talk in this pod, you've come to the wrong pod. Josh Perring, before we go, what did you think? How do you feel? Do you have any theories?
Look, I would love to get a copy because I want to know what happens next, first of all.
Yeah.
The creative writing is really impressive.
Thanks, man.
I think you did a great job.
Yeah.
look, in terms of character development, I feel like it could... it could be better, but I also don't want to put down a 13-year-old who wrote this. But Michael's all over the place, man, and it's confusing.
Motivation is all over the shop.
You know, you can. I'm sure there's a backstory in there, but it just makes no sense to me. I mean, look, Michael's probably seen some things, has he?
Mm.
Well, he's seen his father get murdered. He witnessed that.
Yeah.
So he's got excuses to be all over the shop.
Yeah.
But that's my only critique.
Okay.
I love that you've broken the fourth wall.
Mm.
I love that you call it out as it's happening, because as I'm reading, I might be thinking as the reader, can we hurry up? And you've just gone, hey, I know what you're thinking, reader. Yeah.
Mate, it's almost, we're almost breaking the fifth wall. Like, we're on another level of walls that are being broken down.
Yeah,
we're breaking the roof.
You're looking up.
Yeah, Yeah. So thanks for the feedback, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Do you have anything to plug at the moment?
I don't have anything to plug other than I will say my socials because I do put up some stand-up and sketches. So if you want to check them out and then keep an eye out for tickets probably later in the year.
Some great sketches. You did a lot at of Josh really Perring. Good ones. Oh, yeah, at Josh Perring.
Yeah.
P-E-R-R-I-N-G. You did a lot of really great ones over COVID. Lockdown. That was really good.
Yeah, I mean, then the border opened and I was like, I'm going to... go back to living my life.
Yeah,
but I do miss doing it. So I'll be chucking up some more soon.
I was actually thinking the other day, I wouldn't mind if we just went back into
it. I said this last night. I had a night in with my partner. We cooked a feast like we did in COVID, which we hadn't done since COVID. And we're like, I wouldn't be opposed to another lockdown.
Yeah, just 3 weeks.
Just a short snap one.
Because it was sort of like a forced holiday.
Yeah.
Not really, like, you know, people were still doing stuff.
But yeah.
It was just like,
it was nice. Yeah. It would be nice if there was an end. I think that was the only bad part. That was the only bad part about COVID.
Lockdown, nothing else.
We didn't know when it was going to end. But I'll be posting some more soon. So check it out.
Josh Perring on Insta and obviously radio.mike on Insta or radiomikepod@gmail.com if you want to contribute. Thank you so much for listening. Would you come on again later in the year?
I would come on again for sure. Yeah. I would love to read another chapter.
All right. See you later, Horcrux makers.
See you, Horcrux HHs.
Hey, champs.
Long day.
This podcast was a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to check out all our other content, stay up to date at radio.mike on Instagram, and get in touch, radiomikepod@gmail.com.